Hi there. The word for today is on doodlebugs and gossips. Proverbs 18 verse 8 says, "The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles." The doodlebug lives at the bottom of a little cone-shaped hole that he burrows in the sand. What he does is he gets down as low as possible so that he's always looking up at everything else. And when the ant comes around and gets on the side of this carefully prepared cone, the doodlebug feels a few grains of sand slide down, and that lets him know that there's food up there. At that point, he begins to throw dirt on his victim, and what he's trying to do is drag the ant down to his level. And you know what? That's what we do when we gossip. We throw dirt on others, hoping to bring them down to our level. It's why Solomon warned the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles. They go down into the innermost body. The ear craves gossip like a hungry stomach craves food. Solomon goes on to give this warning, Proverbs 20 verse 19, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips." So, if you have gossipy lips or greedy ears, God says don't do it. Here's something you may not have considered. While you can never be known and judged by what others say about you, you can be known and judged by what you say about them. In most cases, it's illegal to steal or to receive stolen goods. That's why the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy 5 verse 19, "Do not receive an accusation against an elder, except from two or three witnesses." And one more thought. A gossip must always have an accomplice. Takes two. He needs an accomplice to commit his crime. So the word for you today is this: don't receive gossip, and don't repeat it.